The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and really crappy alcohol. So guess what time it is? It's happy hour, bitches. It's a Friday, Friday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying. Partying, partying. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Friday, Friday, which means it's happy hour. So if you want to get in, don't bother calling the first hour, but you can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at the producer Nick, at the Josh Hinnis Show, at Tyler Drew Scott. And we're going to have COVID Lance in here.
We might have 12 people for happy hour today.
Wow.
Which is perfect because we have exactly 12 buzz balls.
Nice.
And Juggalo Trey last show was trying to call dibs on a flavor. That's not how it works here, buddy. No. We spin the wheel to see who gets what flavor.
Yeah, you want to get on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And we'll get it rolling, man. So what we have buzz balls. What else do we have here?
We've got buzz balls. Tyler is going to shotgun
Mystery Steel Reserve.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, and he's Aaron. So, are you shotgunning with him? Is that the deal? Are you? Did you volunteer because you want to find out the mystery?
So we can either do that or we can spin the wheel. But Tyler and I were talking when we opened the two of them. We should probably pour a little bit in cups for all of us so we can all taste and try to figure out what that mystery flavor is.
Okay, because you guys are like 10-year-old children who believe you'll actually win the prize money.
We have advanced palates,
Okay.
It's known in the biz.
They call it sophisticated.
Like, when I was a kid, I didn't really care what cereal I ate. I cared about if there was a good prize in it or there was a chance for me to win a lot of money. And I would fill out whatever needed to be filled out. I'd send it off. I'd use my parents' stamp money. And then, sure enough, I'd never win the cash prize, and I ate probably a bunch of crappy cereal when I could have just eaten Fruity Pebbles all the time, and I would have been a happier child. I would have had a happy childhood. Instead, I had a miserable childhood filled with oat bran. So
and you've turned into a miserable adult.
Yeah, now so, that's look why. At me now. Look at me now.
Reaping benefits.
So, Buzzballs is going to be the shot. That's for the second segment.
These aren't even cold, are they?
They are cold. I got them out of the fridge. Yeah.
All right, good.
The Steel Reserve, Fred, do you have a Twitch count for us?
We're at 280, so we need to get...
We need 70 more people before the shotgun happens.
We need to get to 350.
So what do we think, Aaron? Do you want to chug or do you want to spin?
I mean, I'm not scared of chugging.
Okay, that's
the answer. Because you had a pretty rough chug last week.
I did.
It didn't go well for you.
Yeah, you're no Tyler, I got to tell you.
I am not.
I know Tyler, and you're no Tyler.
Honestly, I feel like that week off being in Nashville last week...
You're revitalized?
It might be tough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we're only at 301, so you may not have to do it at all.
Yeah.
Maybe we just hover around.
Yeah, if 415 comes around and there's not 350 people watching. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. So there would be no kickoff chug, and we just have to go in this next segment. We would all have to do buzz balls, but we'd have to do it for 348 people. Since 350 didn't show up.
Yeah. We're at 317, so you guys...
It's going to happen.
Yeah,
you're going to chug the Steel Reserve. So, Aaron, I don't know. I'll...
Well, since you are Grand Czar of Happy Hour, I will let you decide. We can take a vote.
I'm going to spin the wheel.
Voting's popular.
There's no voting. There's no voting.
Well,
there's
no, you're voting, the electoral... No, like, you're Iowa and Pennsylvania and New Mexico and Texas and California... You outweigh us all, but you know we can have the New Hampshire votes.
Like Marcus,
is that a weight joke?
Marcus is he's Alaska. Sure, you get some votes, buddy. That's cute. We don't care though, but that's cute. Like they announced Alaska 3 days after the election was called. They're like, breaking news: Trump wins
hey.
Three electoral votes in Alaska.
Hey, he won North Carolina today.
Yeah, well, yeah, suck on that, Sleepy Joe.
361. We're there.
It's basically, you know, by the time they count, you know, throw out all the fake ballots, it's going to be a landslide, trust me. So here, we'll spin the wheel now. Are we at 350 yet?
We're at 361.
Let's spin this wheel, Nick. Let's see who is going to chug. Is it me?
You, again.
How does this
second
keep happening?
Second week in a row.
Yeah, there was a stretch where, like, I got stuck every time for, like, 3 weeks in a row. And now, like, AJ's getting stuck every time. What the hell? Come on, Hoffman. Can't you rig this thing?
What the hell indeed?
I mean,
I said I would have done it.
Dude, nobody's looking. You could take one of your names off.
I wouldn't even bitch at you for that. Because I did it last week.
Yeah, well, I said that 2 weeks ago, and it didn't matter.
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, well, that's...
So I'm going to do it.
Yeah, Tyler's got the whole fancy thing going here. Is he...
Yeah, but Tyler always makes a mess, inevitably.
Yeah, well, he's also a superstar. So...
You want to get a whiff of it? What do you think?
Can you pour a little bit out? I just want to taste it before you do it.
You could have poured it from mine that has an open top.
Yeah, I just want to see what it tastes like. Yeah, all right. So what we're doing is they're about to chug, but a couple of us want to see what it tastes like. So
for Aaron? Is that what?
Yeah, it's for Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want a mystery pour?
Well, no, there's not going to be any left if all you guys get it.
I mean, they're getting like an ounce.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's fine.
Go ahead. Give it to them. So,
give me two cups.
Yeah. You guys have to assist here. So, So what's going to happen? They're going to, because these are big enough when they chug them, it's going to be an ordeal, even with some little sample taste here.
Guess the flavor, guys.
All right. Let's see.
It smells like orange, kind of. All right. Ready?
All right. Here they go. And AJ off to a fast start here. Tyler rolling. AJ leading. Tyler coming back. It's going to be, Tyler gets it done first. And Hoffman still going. I didn't have to drink as much as you guys, but that was pretty good, actually. So, all right. Chugs are in the book. What do you guys think? Give me an opinion from somebody.
It's better than the Four Loco.
I just had a sip. I didn't have to do the whole thing. Tastes really good.
All right. I think they're got to be orange. I think it's like tangerine, probably, though.
Tangerine, maybe.
They're trying to throw you off with the orange color.
Yeah, I think tangerine is it. Yeah. That's a good guess.
There's got to be more than one flavor, though, because otherwise...
Yeah, well,
Oh, God.
Maybe a little grapefruit in there.
The problem is when I chug something like that, it's not that... It just hurts my stomach a lot immediately. There's immediate regret. And I had this last week, and then luckily, I had a good solid belch, and it was a game changer, but I can't control when that happens. I've got to...
Set the over-under 415.
Boy, I hope you're right.
Yeah, and I apologize because I also had barbecue for lunch. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Try and stifle those as much as I can.
Okay, so.
428, by the way.
That's good.
You knew the people were going to get there.
Yeah, of course they're going to be here. Okay, so here's the deal. In the next segment, we're going to do our buzz balls. We're going to spin to see who gets what flavor buzz ball and make sure that Trey doesn't get Strawberry Rita. And also in today's happy hour, Josh is going to chug a 15% ABV beer.
Yeah, cannot wait.
He's going to snorkel it.
And I've also got another chug can from our boys over at Urban South. It is a peanut butter and banana sour. I've had this beer.
We got 13
it's very
now.
Good. No, Brandon was 12.
Oh, Brandon was 12.
We already counted him.
So, and you got COVID Lance on there, right?
COVID Lance is on there.
Good.
So he'll.
We also need
COVID
to grab
Lance.
A couple more of those pickle beers out of the fridge.
Can I say Typhoid Mary? I can say whatever I want, Trey. Yes, because I have a microphone and you don't, and you still haven't learned that. All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
Yeah!
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz Happy Hour, and it's time to spin for the buzz balls. But first, a shout out to Carbach, one of our great sponsors. Yeah. Little Crawford Bach here is what I'm having. All right,
there's 12 of us here. And we happen to have 12 buzz balls, so I've put them all the flavors on here. We'll just go. We'll go down the line. I'll spin once, and we'll see who gets what flavor. I don't know that any of these are good. I've heard that if you get the coffee, it may be the best option.
Yeah, well,
that's chocolate. You have to mix it with like a cold.
Well, there's no mixing.
There's no mixing.
I know. I'm just saying in normal times.
Well, this isn't normal times.
No.
This is
COVID times.
This is Rona times.
All right,
there is
ready?
No normal.
Let's go. Let's get. Well, we'll start with Tyler. Tyler's right next to me.
Yeah, we'll just go and.
Let's go counterclockwise.
This way.
Limerita chiller.
All right, so grab yourself a green one, Tyler.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Let's go.
I'm going to remove that one. So now there's only three greens on the board, or two greens left on the board. All right, here's for Fred.
Give me something disgusting.
Pickle.
Strawberry Rita.
That's what the green is.
Strawberry Rita.
Okay.
For Fred. Jack, you like these? Are you a connoisseur? Okay, Jack is a Buzzballs guy. All right, here we go. Here's what Nick is going to be drinking.
Buzzball fanatic.
Jack likes all kinds of balls.
Limerita chiller. Limerita.
Oh, that means buzz.
There's only one Limerita chiller left.
What's the pina colada?
Lotta colada. All right,
not just the pina colada.
Here's Josh Ennis's Buzzball flavor.
I'm going chocolate.
Yeah, I bet Josh gets the chocolate because that'll be great. That'll be great for his gout.
Chocolate chiller.
Right. Chocolate.
Chocolate. Choco. Choco chiller.
It was Choco.
It
was Choco. It's not warm. It came out of the fridge. They've been in the fridge all day.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that they're not
cold. All right, so Simple Jack is next.
Simple Jack. What's your favorite, Jack? The coffee one? Okay, well, I hope you don't get that.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to get anything they like.
No, you don't. Them's not the rules, Jack.
Choco chiller.
Got his favorite?
Aw.
That's stupid.
No.
No, we're spinning again for him. He doesn't get the Choco chiller. Yeah. He likes it.
Yeah, we get to make the rules. That's the beauty of this.
Strawberry Rita.
Okay, that's what Jack gets. Strawberry Rita.
That takes that out of play.
How did you know to bring exactly 12? Lucky guess, Jack says.
Well, maybe he's not as simple as we thought.
All right, let's go to Trey next. Here's Trey's.
Strawberry Rita.
Strawberry for Trey. Nope. Trey has to string in because that's the one he asked for.
Yeah.
So you don't get what you asked for here.
Let this be a lesson. Never say, hey, I hope I get that.
Lotta colada.
Lotta colada for Trey. All right. Marcus. Let's see what Marcus gets.
People want to know how much these things cost. I'm kind of curious.
Lime Rita Chiller.
Lime Rita.
Okay.
That's the last Lime Rita, right? Because you got Lime Rita, right?
No, there's one more. There's one more.
But that one's Nick's.
Oh. Oh, that's Nick's?
Yeah, so take yours off the table, Nick. I don't want anybody trying to take your Lime Rita chiller.
Yeah, so we're out of Lime Ritas.
Okay, so...
Charles, Brandon, Aaron, and Lance are left.
And me.
And you.
That's right. So there right. are. So there's there five. Should be two Lotta Coladas, two Choco Chillers, and a strawberry. Is that right? All right,
that is
here
correct.
We go. Here's Charles.
Choco Chiller.
Oh, look at that. The black man gets the Choco beer. Or the Choco Bud Ball.
That wasn't rigged
at
all.
That seems racist, but okay. Brandon. What's Brandon going to get?
I'm betting he's going to get like the Lotta Colada because he looks like a Colada guy.
Choco Chiller.
Choco Chiller.
All right.
That's a nice roll, Brandon. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So that leaves...
The two Coladas.
You, me, and Lance.
Yeah. All right. So here's Aaron.
I'm going to have to run this in there to him. Lotta Colada.
Lotta Colada.
All right. And...
the white one, yeah.
And here... we'll do me, and then Lance will just get what's left. Somebody go grab Lance.
Lotta Colada.
I got Colada.
Oh, no, you got Strawberry Rita.
Oh, Strawberry Rita. Yeah.
Right
okay.
on the line.
I got Strawberry Rita. That's the one I wanted the least. So
yeah,
I guess that's,
I'm kind of with you.
I guess that's probably fair. That is Lance's. Josh, do you want to trade?
No tradesies, dude.
All right. It's my rules.
No.
I don't want to trade with you. You don't have Choco.
We don't need any trading.
I was trying to trade with somebody who had Choco Colada or Choco... Choco Taco. You want to trade? All right, come on, Brandon.
And by the way, if you're watching on Twitch or listening, you're all welcome to join in. Not with this, whatever you're drinking.
What's the ABV on these Buzz Balls?
15%.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Yeah, we got heavy hitters right here.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a little glass of wine. That's all it is.
All right, cheers, boys.
Here we go.
That tastes like a bad Christmas drink.
Initial thoughts, Lance?
It's just a pina colada I drank.
What do you, John? Who said? I think Jack lied about the Choco Colada or Choco Taco being good. If that's the best one, I feel sorry for all the rest of you.
I mean, it's the best one. I didn't say they were good. I just said that's the best one.
You did say they were good.
I said I like this. Crawfish.
Oh
yeah! You had the strawberry too?
I had Choco.
Oh, the strawberry was gross.
Yeah, it's like Robitussin.
The Colada one was
the Lime Marita.
Yeah,
I feel like
I won't be getting a cold now.
Did anyone like what they drank?
I was okay with mine.
Okay. Lance, okay. So maybe the Colada one is the good one.
Although Tyler can drink anything though. Let's be honest.
Aaron, did you have the Colada?
I think we've learned that.
Good or not?
I am not as much of a fan as they are, but it's not horrible.
Oh, the chocolate one. The chocolate. Mm. Yeah.
The Choco is not good. It tastes like a gross Christmas drink.
The Limerita tasted like a normal margarita.
Well, normal margaritas are good.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
So does it taste like one of those canned margaritas you buy in the gas station?
Nick didn't finish his? Nick, we
Me
do
either.
This as a shot.
Oh, man, Nick.
What the hell, Nick? What are you sitting? You still got a lot left. What is Nick doing?
He forgot. He forgot the rules.
Nick!
There's not
no
another
more.
One.
No more. Extra spot on the Mega Shot for him.
He gets extra spots on the wheel now.
Extra spot on the Mega Shot wheel for him.
Nick, just chug a Crawford Bach and catch up.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah.
That'll be fair. Pop it and chug it. Let's go. There's got to be law and order. This isn't Biden's
I'm the
America
law and order
yet.
President. Yeah. Not until January. We still have law and order.
Until Trump taps out, it's still Trump's America, and there's law and order now, which means, come on, Nick, come on. If you can't chug one can, you have to chug another one. Is Nick, like, what's going on? Josh, you worked with Nick all day today. Is Nick in a defiant mood or what?
He had his own segment today. He ought to be happy.
Yeah, what's he salty about?
Yeah, put him on the mic. Yeah, get Josh over here.
Nick, come on. You come grab a mic too, Nick.
I don't know. He seems a bit out of it, I guess. Yeah.
I mean,
you seem, well, in terms of beer drinking, you seem out of it. This is your real
Nick, you're usually one of the stronger drinkers here.
Forget that I'm a whiskey shot taking dude. Beer, I don't normally like shotgun.
That was not beer. This wasn't
that
beer.
That was a buzz ball.
Yeah, that I just forgot about. I could have easily taken that.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be defiant.
And it hangs around. I mean, the friggin' taste hangs around in this stuff. So.
But then your beer, I mean, you took like five drinks to chug a beer.
Yeah. I'm not drinking as much.
What do you think's going on with you right now?
You have a lady?
Is everything okay at home?
No, dude. Alcohol is just, dude, I can't even take. Like, I used to be able to drink Jameson all the time.
Yeah.
I'm rejecting. My body's rejecting the hell out of Jameson and cheap whiskey. So the happy hour thing has kind of come at bad,
now,
like at
hold
bad
on.
Time.
I have a question. Were you able to taste any of that?
The Crawford Bock? Not really.
Uh-oh.
What about the Buzz Bock?
Oh,
did it have
no.
a taste?
Are
you
Rona?
Have the Roni?
Oh, not like that. No.
Ugh.
Maybe jeez. That would explain why Nick's in such a
why do you think
spot?
I'm, why do you think I'm
you social?
So,
can you social distance, please?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm being so defiant, though? I don't get it.
I don't know, because I was like, you got to chug a Crawford Bock, and then you took like six mini drinks. No. That's not chugging.
I'll shot.
I chugged that whole giant, disgusting tangerine beer without taking a breath, and you were like,
I'll take an extra wellness. A shot from the.
Yep, give him a mega shot. How's Nick, that?
Nick has to drink a half menthol tabacky, half razook shot.
I like it.
God.
I like
it.
Got
to make sure he's okay. All right. We're going to. Let's do that now, Nick. Go ahead
let's
pour
do the
it.
Shot now.
Pour it up now.
You know what, Nick?
In the next
Nick,
segment,
I'll tag along with you.
Look at that.
Oh, pour two of those.
Pour one for me.
Pour two of those.
Yeah, I'll tag along here. You know
That's
what?
Right.
That's right. The Arabs have to stick together.
The African Americans are sticking together.
You know, I heard them talking about
except
that.
Except for Charles, who left the room.
Yeah, the...
Charles, you're out? Are you in? Okay, Charles is in. All right.
There we go.
Hey, that's a mega shot.
Oh. Whoops. All right.
That's menthol tobacco.
Give me the...
All right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, damn.
Charles wants some of that, too.
Well, arm is going
the three African-Americans are going to do it together.
I'm technically like Mediterranean, Middle Eastern.
Well,
in Egypt, we kind of count Egypt as the Middle East, not really Africa.
That was an interesting question, Lamont.
I know.
Had
it was. And it's funny because I'm listening to that going... Yeah, everybody I know from Egypt thinks of themselves as Middle Eastern and kind of Mediterranean is because of where they're located.
I have a question.
But it's definitely Africa.
Hey, Charles, is your last name Carter? Are you like Charles Carter III, or are you just a big fan of the Lil Wayne? Gotcha. Okay. I just saw Carter III, and I'm like, I too like Carter III. And I'm like, we could be best friends.
And you know what? Talk in the microphone if you're going to talk.
All right.
Because we do have listeners on radio who
here's
can't
what
hear
we're going to do this shot right now.
Oh, this smells horrible.
On the other side, we've got Josh chugging the pumpkin beer, the 15% ABV pumpkin, next segment.
After.
Yeah.
And then we're going to spin the wheel for a mango nectar
liqueur.
Of the gods
shot. That was so horrible.
Ambrosia.
We're going to spin the wheel for a... peanut butter banana sour beer chug, and we're going to spin the wheel for a mega shot. So we'll do that on the other side. But for now, cheers, boys.
All right, salute.
Oh, you guys are way off your
kicking
game.
It off on the wrong foot, guys. Come
Something's
on.
Going on.
Think, what do we
think?
Ooh. The razook kills it.
The razook is so bad.
The razook is probably...
The razook is the worst.
The razook's my people. Yeah. It's made in Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Well, there's a lot of bald people in Lebanon, but not you. Tell them why.
I'll tell you what, that'll put hair on your chest, but it won't put hair on your head. But you know who will?
Pour some of that razook.
Dr. Linville. And guys, if you're losing your hair, especially if you're younger, man. Because like I waited a long time, and if I'd gotten this done sooner, man, it would have changed my life. I wouldn't have looked like the Crypt Keeper for 20 years. Instead, now I've got hair back. It's great. And in fact, we're going to do something with the charity golf tournament. We raise enough money, I'm going to get it dyed black with a red streak because I can do that now, thanks to Dr. Linville. And it's such a great procedure, man. He just takes the hair off the back of your head and he puts it where it's missing. This isn't a wig. This isn't hair plugs. It's all your own hair. He just moves it from one place to another. And guess what? He had it done too. His hair looks fantastic. So check him out. I mean, I was going to just shave it and give up until I talked to him. And the cool thing is, if you go to 975hair.com, just set up your consultation. It's free. Find out if it's for you. And I guarantee you, you talk to him for 5 minutes, you're going to be like, dude, I want to get this done. I want to have hair just like Fred does. And he had it done. He looks great. Get your virtual consultation today, 975hair.com, or a real consultation, 975hair.com. Get your hair back.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I've probably listened to this song about 100 times since
it's so Eddie badass, died. Right?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to just almost all Van Halen.
I went through every album every day. After he died.
I still think my favorite song is the one that they did when they did the Greatest Hits album, when they got back together and they did Can't Get This Stuff No More. That's a great friggin' song that nobody's ever heard.
Lamont says, I'm not African-American, I'm black, just black. AJ, are you European-American or are you just white?
You're German-American, right?
I actually identify as European-American. A lot of people, I wish people would call me that instead of white, but all you guys keep throwing around is my color, the color of my flesh. And you don't think about where my people came from.
Well, Nazi Germany, right?
No.
He's drawn swastikas on the strudels and everything.
Who did, like, okay. Somebody accidentally drew a swastika on a toaster strudel?
A NASCAR driver, or a truck series driver. But it's even funnier, once you say it out loud, that he puts a swastika on a strudel, which is a German pastry.
Let's just think about this.
Yeah.
Every athlete who does something that is accidentally racist happens to be a NASCAR person.
It's very strange.
Is that irony, or do we just think that maybe
this wasn't the? But the first one wasn't accidental. The dude. Okay, sorry. The dude. I get really
the guy like, who said the N-word.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
But he said it was an accident.
It was not an accident.
But he didn't know that word hurt people.
He didn't know the mic was on. He said it on purpose, but it was accident.
But he meant it for his boy, who's his buddy, right?
Who was also Caucasian.
But yeah, so we can just say he's European American. Right. That's what European we like to American. Call it now. That's how.
So
I
wait
identify.
A minute. What was Dale Earnhardt? Dale Earnhardt before he was that an accident when he hit the wall? By the way.
No.
I'm just saying.
God, that was morbid. Was cut. Oh my God, Fred, you're just so inappropriate today.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get some drinks going. Josh is going to chug. I've been waiting for this all week.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this one. I'll open it for you.
Bottle opener, sir.
All right.
Or wedding.
Wait, everybody's still talking. Okay. This is, by the way, this is a fantastic beer.
It is. This is a
you
very
sure
good
you
beer.
Don't want to snorkel it?
I had one this weekend.
It's going
to
be more.
And just to warn you, Josh, I had one this weekend, but I split it with three friends.
And Fred was lit after.
Oh
one
God!
Third
I was.
Beer.
Oh, dude, I passed out on my buddy's chair. But it wasn't just from that.
After one.
No, there was some tequila shots.
He drank like 12 whiskeys.
Yes.
I had.
Smoked a bunch of weed and then he passed out. I don't know what happened.
This just kicked off the day. That's all I'm saying.
I did 10 fireball shots at dinner last Saturday.
Did you really?
And I texted like 15 people
in Atlanta,
Fred,
Georgia.
Well, yeah, it's pretty
you.
Funny.
He texted
me. Because he's texting me and I'm texting him trying to figure out which one of us is more messed up.
Yeah. It was me.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah. Chug, oh boy.
All right, you ready?
Hold on. All right,
Okay. Here we go.
Bottoms up. Go
Josh
for it.
Josh is going to chug the beer. Oh, whoa, little bit of a hiccup there. Oh, he's handling it like a champ.
That's a man.
Oh, my God.
All right. Wow, that, you know.
You took that like a porn star, man. Still a little spittle left. Yeah.
What do you think of it, Josh?
That's pretty good.
That's tasty beer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's spin the wheel.
I know
Tyler wants to drink that peanut butter banana salad.
He really does. You can tell.
It's made... So, true story. Dave was just telling me, Dave, the head brewer at this brewery, at the head brewer at Urban South.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, it's a good place.
They got a cease and desist. And you'll see that there's a sticker over the actual label on this beer that says fruited sour peanut butter cups and banana. They got a cease and desist from Hershey's
who said, really?
You can't say Reese's Cups. So they had to change it to peanut butter cups. But this isn't made with knockoff peanut butter cups. This is made with I won't say any names, but when you think of peanut butter cups, the best brand.
Name brand.
Right.
That's what this is made with.
You know what?
Ryan? Belch. That was barbecue.
Oh.
That is barbecue.
Oh. Is that rhyme with Mises? Is that?
It's Lisa's
okay.
Peanut butter cups.
Okay. Mises. Yeah.
All right, we ready to spin the wheel, Jack?
Spin the wheel, Jack.
All right, here we go. Who's chugging this beer? I've had this beer, and it's very good. Tell Lance to get in here. He got a chug.
Oh, good. Nice. COVID well, Lance.
Let Lance pour it, because he's...
Yeah, this will cure the COVID, though. I mean, he's already cured, but...
Right. Now, someone is going to drink the Nectar of the Gods mango cream.
You know what? Bring it on. Bring it on.
Wow.
It's awful.
We're going to do it. We're going to spin twice for that. There's going to be two shots of that.
All right. Who is it?
Is it Charles?
Charles.
All right. And who's going to drink it with Charles?
Let's find out. As the wheel spins. And the loser is...
Charles!
Oh, no, he can't. No, get,
no
get,
Charles no. already did a shot.
You know, I'll do one with him. I'll do the other one. It was right next to me.
Okay, you can do it, too.
Spin it again.
Yeah.
But so is this person.
Well, I mean, Charles jumped in with me and Nick, so I'm more than willing to jump in here. So...
Fred!
Okay.
Well, we'll spin it again.
All right, well, fine.
Lance, we got you a beer to chug.
Yeah.
You landed on the wheel.
Yeah. It's official. All right, so let's see what we got here. I'm like one spin behind on my computer. Okay, Josh is.
You're doing a shot of the mango cream.
Oh, man. Ooh, mango cream just sounds like something from a porno. It really does. All right, where's Nick to pour the shots?
You can't chug a beer.
Yeah.
Can you chug it? Just drink it as
just
fast
drink it
as you
fast
can.
You can, yeah.
Pour Tyler a little taste.
Don't spill That's it good. On me, though. Jeez.
All right. Now, Dome.
Look at that. Get it.
How about COVID Lance?
That's a man right
hey,
there.
Hey, a little round of applause for COVID Lance. Yeah. cough that way. Cough that way. Jeez.
You crush it like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
No, don't do that. That makes a mess for the cleaning lady.
What's the ABV on that?
It's like 8%.
Yeah, it's solid.
Good job, Lance.
All right, so who are
we like South? Bananas.
Have Nick put one of those shots right in front of the camera so they can see the thickness of that.
Hold one of those shots up to the camera so people can see the viscosity.
Oh, God, it is so gross. Charles gets one, and Josh gets one. Yeah, Josh, you
it
have
looks
yours?
Like,
no, I need one.
It looks like goat's milk mixed with, like, with tang.
Goat's milk from the hills of Lebanon. Yeah.
What was the ABV on
that? I need you to pour one. I need you to pour one for Charles and one
Why
for
Why did he get a bigger
Venice
applause
here?
Than I did?
Because he's not...
Because he's
way?
Employed here, is that it?
Yes.
You biased a-holes?
Really? Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that I chug a 15% beer and you guys are like, whatever, bro.
Hey, I took that out
of
the
I didn't know that was just a small feat. It was just a small feat. It was just a...
I'm happy for you, but I don't. Thank you.
Back.
Thank you. I get paid in pats on the back around here.
Herbie. I bought that beer 5 years ago for Josh.
No, get another cup.
I don't know if I can drink this now because Herbie just said it looks like someone just milked the bowl. It does. I mean, he kind of nailed it.
You know what?
All right,
turns out it was a cow.
All right, cheers, boys.
Salute.
Yeah, that's not great. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not awful tasting, but like it's got the like, it's like milk.
It's right. Yeah, it is. It's very heavy and
menthol
gross.
Menthol tobacco shot.
All right.
Yes, it was a Carter 3.
Tyler
got the menthol tobacco. All right.
Just to let you know how racist Trey is, he thought that Charles was wearing a Chris Carter jersey. He goes, I thought that was a Chris Carter jersey.
Hey, by the way, next break on Twitch, we're going to make Trey sing karaoke.
Okay, Nick.
Nickelback.
Now, it could have been. How do you know it wasn't a Gary Carter jersey?
Of the mango in there. All right, I'm going off script.
You weren't even alive when Gary Carter played.
I'm doing a little bit of mango in the tobacco vodka.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to cover up the taste of the tobacco.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
give him a little bit.
That's good. Bam, right there.
Three mega shot spins?
Ooh.
What are you talking about? No, this is worse than...
We're not talking about you. Settle down. All right, here we go. Mega shot spin one. We got to do these on the other side of the break, though.
Yeah, just go ahead and do them now.
Brandon!
It's Brandon, all right.
Oh, handsome Brandon. Yeah.
You don't have to do it until after the break, Brandon.
Yeah, and we're going to...
That was good. It was... Tyler!
It really isn't bad.
It was Tyler?
I agree with
that. No, the mango mixed with the tobacco vodka.
Oh, really?
It hides it.
Well, the mango covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's... I mean, the mango's good. It's just thick and feels gross in your mouth.
That's the thing. It's too thick.
Yeah, it's like a really large... Never mind.
Jack!
Jack.
Oh, good. Simple
Jack. And
you
know what? I've decided we are going to have somebody chug a pickle beer, so let's do a spin for a pickle beer in the next segment.
You're out of order.
All right.
We have four of them.
Is it Trey?
No. Yes.
Yes.
You know what?
I'm not doing it.
Put me in for a mega shot.
I believe you are after that racial thing you said.
I can't do it.
You can do it.
He plays for the Astros.
You can do it.
You know what? Hey,
wait. Some blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right. Hey.
Settle down. I got to tell people about Allstate. Allstate windows and siding.
Windows are cool.
Calm down.
Windows are fun.
Zen. Yeah. My wife went to the dentist today, and she said, now that I'm done with all this dentist crap, I'm ready to get these windows put in. She's very excited about the windows that we've bought from Allied Windows and Siding. She might be saying, you know what? I want these windows because they're beautiful. Or she could be saying, I want these windows because they're going to save me 40% of my electric bills. She'd be right on all accounts. Allstate Windows and Siding is... the best, and they're the best because they've been at it for, they've been family owned and operated for four generations, and Allstate, they're the kind of company you want to work with because they give senior discounts, they give military discounts, I got that, they give cash discounts, I got that, and they give first responder, I'm not a first responder, but I'm kind of like one. A lot of people think I am like a policeman or a fireman because I'm a hero. A lot of people will say that. I don't say that, but a lot of people do. Either way, give them a call, 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's allstatesidingandwindows.com.
And grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy hour rolling right along. It's going by too fast today. I wish we did happy
2 hours.
Why don't
you do 2 hours? There may not be a football game this weekend.
I know. I mean, we're losing all of them.
Happy 2 hours.
Hoffman, what are we doing here?
You guys are doing mega shots.
Okay.
It was Brandon.
Simple Jack.
Aaron. And Nick.
Yeah.
Brandon's got a very like Kenny Loggins-ish beard. You've got a Kenny Loggins quality about you, you stud. Yep.
Yeah.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Brandon was going for. Kenny Loggins never wore a V-neck.
Yes, I guarantee you Kenny Loggins wore many a V-neck.
I don't think he did. I think he should have.
Oh, no. I'm going to go with Josh. I bet he did.
Oh, absolutely yeah. He did. He's a yacht rocker.
Hey, he went to the Danger Zone. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Whenever I call you friend.
I can't believe Tyler just said that. I'm unsophisticated. All right. Trey, you get to go last. You're the star of the show here.
Yeah. We have something very special planned
with
Trey.
We can't do. We can't have Trey sing on.
Yeah, it's at the end of the segment.
Not on Twitch, but he's going to do it on air at the end of the segment.
Okay. All right. Do your shots. Congrats. Cheers, yeah. Boys. When it's time to party, we will party hard. Oh, he's doing that.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
Yeah, he's up next.
Give it to me, Treyby.
All right, Trey. Now, this is 12 ounces.
Okay, wait. Before you do this, I need you to go over there. Yeah, don't go.
No. Don't. You're already acting like you're going to throw up.
No, I don't want him near me, though.
Listen, I know it doesn't taste good.
If he throws up pickle on me, I'm throwing up pickle on you.
I know it doesn't taste good, but you can finish 12 ounces of that.
The Carter 3 believes in you.
Yeah, Chris Carter's son.
Yep.
Don't let how many people are watching right now, Fred?
452.
Don't let them down. 452 people.
And millions of listeners.
Yes, you do because these people want to see it. Yes, here for you, damn it.
Trey.
The people love you.
Trey.
Oh, he's rolling.
Go.
Oh, wow. He is doing a great job. Look at Trey go. He didn't finish. Don't do it. Up.
Here, Trey. You almost finished.
No.
You almost finished.
Yeah, he's so close to finishing here. He's also so close to yakking.
Just do it.
And I just...
Don't turn away. You're on video. Just finish it. Finish it.
You guys... They're going to kill Trey.
Tears
in his
eyes. You got this.
Crossed himself.
Tears in his eyes. He lines up the shot. Ah, he did it. He did it.
There's terrible.
Almost no alcohol in that. They're all good.
Shout out to the guys at Beer's Looking at You for holding that six-pack for me.
That beer was garbage.
Making happy hour fun.
That beer was garbage.
Okay.
There's
Rocky Dennis 1, Pickle Beer 0. Next one will be Eric Stoltz.
Brantley says I can come by tomorrow if I want to get those the Bloody Mary pickle beers. Ooh.
We got three plain
pickle beers.
We've
done enough of those, okay?
Who is Brantley and why does he have nasty beer?
I don't know, but I'll say this. The Bloody Mary pickle beer, I've drank a lot of bad stuff in this segment, and that's the worst. So I'll have a four-pack very soon, and we'll save those for special occasions, I think. Special punishments. But, oh my God, is it bad. All right.
What are we doing here?
Well...
We got time for like another.
We've got Trey karaoke.
Yeah, but we could do like. Why don't you do three more mega shots?
Oh my!
And then we're done.
Well, I
Nobody
already sat
asked
on the
you,
wheel.
Simple Jack. You don't make the rules around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, look. There's kind of a hierarchy. It starts with the guys whose show it is, and Josh is kind of a part of this, and then it goes to Tyler and Aaron and Nick, and then the rest of you
so
guys.
So what do we want
to
do?
Three more mega shots.
This is why the mega shot keeps running out.
I know, but we'll buy more. I'll pick up some more next week.
Do a shot of menthol tobacco.
Yeah, we'll do a shot of menthol tobacco.
Yeah, whose is that?
I did not agree.
Did Brandon do his mega shot?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. All right, give me the damn
Tyler
mega
and
shot.
Brandon
give,
did
give me
it.
The mega shot. I'll do it with the three of you guys who draw the menthol tobacco.
Okay, let's do a menthol tobacco, a Razook, and a mango nectar.
Habanero.
There's no habanero.
Oh, we should pour habanero in it.
Okay. No.
It's got to be pure.
Yeah.
All right.
The blood
dye. This is for the menthol. Menthol tabacky. The first shot.
Now, if I draw one of these, I don't have to do this, right? I'm just asking.
Yeah, it's you, Fred.
Oh, is
Wait,
it?
So yeah. It's a mega shot that you're holding in your hand?
Yeah, I've got it. All right, just give me
the I'll take the mega shot. All right, you take the menthol tobacco, I'll take the mega
no,
shot.
No, you don't get the...
I'll do them both. Decide. I'll do them both. Give me the damn tobacco. I'm good.
Are you sure?
He volunteered to take that extra mega shot.
No, I'm good. I'm good. No.
Take it off his shoulder.
You already took a mega shot.
Yeah, I'll take another one.
No, it's good. Just here's the deal.
Everybody's throwing their Rudy jersey down on the table.
Here's the deal. The only thing I'll say is if you hit me again on the wheel, it's got to go to somebody else. Fair enough?
I'm removing you.
Hey, okay.
If you don't have any more names on the wheel. All right. This is
hit Fred again, I would do it.
This is for the Razook. The straight Razook shot.
Yes.
No.
Aaron Razook.
And this is for the mango.
God, that menthol is bull so semen. Awful. Oh, yeah.
Nicholas.
Nick. That's for the mango.
Mango one, yeah.
Tang. All right. Aaron, come in here. Get your shot.
Creamsicle looking.
Creamsicle, yeah.
Looks like the old
Jack, go in
uniform.
There and stand on the board and make sure nothing terrible happens. Brandon's here. He can handle the camera.
Yeah, he's actually, you know what? Brandon's actually pretty good at this.
He's all right.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's a professional.
It looks like Marcus is going to chug a Crawford box, so there you go.
Ah. Oh, boy, and the pressure of simple Jack on the board. Oh, no.
Have you ever done that, Jack? Have you ever been in that position?
He doesn't even know what to hit.
I know where the mic is. That's
Have you ever been in that room by yourself?
Yeah, with Fred Davis last week.
Oh, and here comes Trey to help him out.
You did that last
week. Don't worry,
week
I got
yourself.
It.
Yeah, last
Don't
week
worry.
With Fred Davis for one segment.
Okay.
The key is to turn the mics all the way up. Trey's That's the gonna, first key.
Trey doesn't want Jack to get any shine. He's like, hey, I was the first simple guy here.
I'm simple number two.
And I'll be the last.
Oh, man.
I invented simple and wearing awful band t-shirts.
Trey, you're about to have
stole
you're,
my act.
You're about to have the stage when you do Nickelback, so.
Okay.
All right, so what's
do
left?
Your shots and then Trey's going to sing. Ready? Diamond Cheers, boys.
Yay.
How'd you come up?
Oh, boy.
What was that?
That was the shotgunning.
No, somebody something
Jack,
came
what
in
are
my
you
ears.
Playing? Oh.
He doesn't know.
It went to an ad.
Oh,
God. Aaron, I'm get so back sorry. In there. Get Jack
Quick.
Out of that room.
And slap him on the head. Just like really hard.
Okay. Hand Trey the mic.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Trey.
All right.
Take down Party Hard. We're going to do Nickelback Rockstar
with Trey.
So humiliating.
In the stylings of Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, it's either going to be the best thing ever or the worst. I can't wait.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win. This life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
What you want.
I want a brand new house with an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king-size bed to do enough for 10 plus me.
I think it's a king-size tub.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been there, done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My own star on the Hollywood Boulevard.
Trump has that.
Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
Do it.
I'm going to trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair
you
and
won't
change
cut your
my
hair,
name. Because we all just want to be big rock stars living in top houses, driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny because we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with their bleach blonde hair. And hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Trey Solo.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Oh! All right.
Well, luckily you knew
the
all the words by
yeah,
heart.
Yeah, you know the
Josh's
words by heart.
Josh's head was in the way.
Really? Really? You've got a bigger head than Josh. I hate to break it to you.
Trey's one voice he does the same for him. It's like, hey, Trey, do Bette Midler.
I'm on a kid, man. Gonna do that movie about the beaches and stuff. I'm gonna. It must have been cold there in my shadow.
Now switch up to do Alex Jones.
It must have been cold there in my.
All right, now do Nickelback.
I'm through with standing in line.
Now do the guy from Coheed and Cambridge.
Hey. I don't know this person.
Now do Clint Sterner.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, this is Show. And this is my partner, Clint. Hey, Clint. Hey, Show. This is Clint.
Thank you for joining us on Happy Hour. We've got a real show coming up next. Live from Houston, it's Friday afternoon.
ESPN 97.5.